Anyway, You could be elephant too.
These are great, actually, aren't they?
They are.
Do you know what noise an elephant makes? Can you do that? No! Is that the noise elephant makes?
Sometimes they take the trunks off.
Why do they take the trunks off?
For lying down.
For lying down?
Yeah.
Is that because they go, well, I'm going to go to sleep now, and they go, oh, ow! Is that what happens?
Oh, oh, my trunk!
When I go to sleep, I wrap my trunk around my head.
Oh, you too.
Like that, and I use it as a pillow. What else could this be? What do you think it is now? Look.
A worm.
It's not a worm. It's too big to be a worm. What else could it be?
A firework hose pipe.
Could be a hose pipe.
Or a black fire extinguisher.
This doesn't look like a black fire extinguisher to me. I think this is a snake. Thomas! There's a snake on me. Are you going to save me?
I will get him.
Oh, very good. What are you going to do with it? Snakes, you leave me alone. Don't bite me.
I will tread on their toes.
What? Do you want to ask the snakes what they're doing?
What are you doing? Not this thing. Nothing.
We know they're doing something, don't we? What were they doing?
Pinching your hair.
They were pinching my hair. Very nice of them, was it? What else can we do with those long pipes then? Will you go get them again?
They're building pipes.
Let's go and get them. Shh, no, we have to sneak up. Shh, you try and get the yellow one.
Too late, you pooping snakes.
It's not a nice word to use. What letter's that, do you know?
Got a crack there.
Oh, better call Bob the Builder, haven't we?
Got it.
Well, you've got your telephone with you, haven't you? Get it and I'll call Bob the Builder.
You could be Bob the Builder.
Okay. I'll better put this hat on. This could be my Bob hat.
Hello, Bob the Builder.
Hello, this is Bob.
The train has got a little crack to you to mend it. That will help you with you.
Yeah, could you possibly come and help me?
Yep.
Okay, let's fix it. Bob the Builder. Right, there we go. This looks like, how do you think we should do this one? Careful. There we go. Just bang on here. And screw it in.
Click.
Do you want to check it for safety?
All right.
Okay, good. Any more cracks?
No.
No? Okay, that's good. Oh, this doesn't look quite straight to me. What do you think, Bob? Oh no, I'm Bob. You're Wendy.
I'm the cat, you remember.
You've had an accident, Bob. You tell me it's very heavy.
Meow.
Get mocked to push it. Screw it in.
Meow.
You gonna screw you? Meow, Mr. Cat, you gonna help me? You screw on the other side?
No.
You do that.
Cats can't do anything yet. Cats just go meow.
They do, they don't. They say something else. Can you do that? Oh, I'm just going to take my little cat here on his cat mat because he's purring.
He purr?
Come on, cat. In you come. And the cat's just waiting for the train. Ding, ding. Ding, ding. All cats aboard.
Yeah.
We're going to the cat cinema today.
Yeah.
Ding, 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 ding. Ding, 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 ding. You okay there, cats?
Yeah.
Do you know any songs that we can sing?
Tell us the tank engine.
Come on then. Has it got any words?
Tell us the tank engine. Tell us the tank engine early in the morning, just the day's cat.
That's it. No, that's Postman Pat. Okay, we'll sing Postman Pat, but put Thomas the Tank Engine in. You ready?
Yeah.
Early in the morning.
It's the day's trains.
Thomas thinks he's a very happy train.
Cat.
Oh, it's getting too confusing for me now.
I'm a cat now.
Okay, all clowns aboard.
Oh, no.
Do you know any songs about clowns?
No.
He's been making up. He's been singing Thomas the Tank Engine to the tune of, was it Postman Pat?
Have you?
Sticking the word train in everywhere. So it was quite good, really, wasn't it? You want to be the driver then, Mr. Cat?
Yeah.
Can cats drive trains?
No, can't they, Mum?
Well, Purdy can't.
I can.
Would you get on a train if Purdy was driving? Okay, I'll drive, okay. Ding, ding! All cats aboard.
Yeah.
That's good.
We're going to the cat swimming pool today.
Meow.
Meow! Are you all on?
No.
We were talking about our cats earlier on at nursery, Janine, because somebody I was talking to said at her little boy's nursery, the teachers thought he had a sister called Penny because he kept telling them, Penny did this, Penny did that, Penny did the other. And Penny's actually the dog. And Penny was blamed for drawing a picture with wax crayons on the wallpaper. So they've got a very clever Penny.
You've got a very clever clown, look. You know what the clown can do? He can hula hoop. Do you believe me, Thomas? Do you know what a hula hoop is?
No!
Oh, you do.
Someone, come in! No.
I bet the cat's getting hungry now. Is he going to come and try and get some fish for dinner again? Here you go. This cat's very clever, you see. He just waits for the fish to come by. He pretends that he's sleeping. And then he... Oh! He's very quick, isn't he? Sometimes he uses his fishing rod, don't you? Mm. You going to show your mummy?
Mm. We're too busy eating. We've got a fishing game at home, haven't we? Somebody gave him his birthday.
Is that nice, that fish? Oh,
go and tell me.
I'll go and get the fish again. I think I know a sat about a little fish. There's one about a little fish in the boat. In a little shape, yes. On the boat, can I say? This is a very quick fish.
They swim.
This fish can jump over you.
They go swimming down.
What does?
Fishes swim down.
Oh, you've got him again. Are you gonna? Why don't you go to the chip shop today and get fish and chips?
Tell us what songs do you know about fish. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
But I caught a shark.
I trust you to caught a shark. I'm going to stay here and wait for a fish. I can try and get it with my rod. Are you going to bring the fish over?
Okay. Oh, look what size it is.
Okay, make it into a fish again so I can hook it. I'm trying to make your mum a fish for tea.
Can you make it into a fish?
Regina, I'm trying to get the cat a fish for dinner.
Right.
Can we go fishing?
Is it good? Let's handle that fish.
Oh, it's very good. Oh, thank you. Oh, it's still alive.
I'm going to get it.
Oh, okay. Go on then, you do it. And then give it to your mum to eat.
Thank you.
Do you think you get yellow fish? This could be a gold fish.
Gold fish, yeah. But don't throw. Why don't you collect them in your lorry and deliver them?
You could be a fish delivery man.
Fish monkey. Yeah.
Excuse me. Make it smaller like this.
Oh, sorry. Was that fish too big?
I'm not showing you. It might squeeze into a little bit. You squeeze like that.
I know, we'll have to fold it. To get it in there. There we go. This is the fish delivery man, isn't it? Where are we going to deliver the fish to?
To Mummy.
We're going to deliver it to Shemington Drive?
Yeah. He to Mersey.
How does a fish become a fish finger?
You make it a fish.
What do you do?
Well, it's a. How does a fish become a fish finger? Has a fish got a finger?
No.
Has Thomas got a finger? Mm. So why do we have fish fingers?
You have fish.
Has this fish got a finger?
No.
But do you eat fish fingers?
Yeah.
It's very confusing, isn't it? It's because they're shaped like fingers.
Meow. I'm still the cat.
Oh, yeah.
Are you comfortable there?
Yeah.
Look what happened to this fish.
Oh dear.
It's not looking very healthy, isn't it?
Are
you going to put it back in the fish delivery van?
I think we've got a fish delivery train anyway.
It smells a bit fishy.
Does it? Oh no. Your poor mum's been sat on that train for ages and it's not gone anywhere, Thomas. Do you want to make that into a steering wheel and take your mum somewhere?
No, but this could be the very way. You could sit on that platform.
Okay, I'll sit on the platform then. You're going to become chain driver again.
Can you make the first four? There's something wrong you didn't make. The ding.
Oh, sorry, I didn't make the ding.
Get the pipes.
Ding ding!
No one.
Oh, one there, sorry.
Silly me. Your passengers has collapsed on the block.
Oh! Mr. Clown! What happened? Oh, he said the train driver's been driving very fast. and he fell off. Fell out the window. Just like that.
Janina, you are a smelly pants.
Oh, I knew that was coming. Yeah.
It's like you both peeps crook.
Look what's happened again. Look who's here.
Oh, Mr. Clown. I think he's being a clown, don't you?
A clownly bound.
But that looks more like a chimney. Smoke from up top.
Superman now, aren't you? You could say that train's been a long time.
But then I've been waiting for the clown, because I'm picking him up to take him home. Woo-hoo. And he said he was going to be off the train at 4 o'clock.
He's been off the train a long time.
No, I think he's...
there he is.
Oh, there he is. He's just flew out the window.
Well, excuse me, when we didn't say it last time, okay?
Oh, good. Oh, at last. Here he is. Oh. You're here already? That was quick. Thank you, Mr. Train Driver. I'm going to take Mr. Clown to jail.
But in my train, because I go to jail.
Oh, you can take him to jail as well. That's good. Oh, poor Mr. Clown.
He has it. Mum.
Yeah, because your mummy's a police woman.
Yes. It's that clown.
Keep an eye on that clown, because he's going to.
Oh, come here. Come here.
Oh, out the window.
Oh no, he's gone.
What the hell do you mean?
No, don't go to trample. Come here, Tom. Thomas, come here.
I'm just going to the toilet. Can you come back in with your mum?
I need the toilet.
No, you don't. Come on. Quick, stop. Oh, I don't need the toilet anymore. I'm going to go back in. Come on then. It's a runaway train.
It won't, because I haven't pulled the leader to get it go yet. Oh, look, we need to get these on first. Big planks of wood.
No, we're taking all these animals as well.
Look at that naughty clown, Mr. Police Lady. Oh. It doesn't planks of wood, I think.
Mrs. Police Lady, if he does blow, just telephone us and we'll get the police up. Yeah, you've been forced on here. It's very naughty. That clown!
Ring on my telephone.
I think we're going to have to put some handcuffs on this thing, don't you?
Yes.
Hello.
Thomas, look, I'm putting some handcuffs on it. There we go. Gina, you shouldn't have any trouble with it now.
I can be the policeman as well.
You can be the... Do you think... Look at his pink handcuffs, they're ridiculous.
Hello?
Is that the policeman?
Yep.
I'm calling from the train. I've got a very difficult passenger.
I got handcuffs on him from the police lady and I'm sitting on the table ready for the rest of the show. We're coming right now, aren't
we? Of another problem, police officer.
Yep.
The train driver's gone missing as well.
The runaway train went down the track.
And
Woo! Woo! Quickly, how are we going to catch... Thomas, how are we going to catch the runaway train? I'm going to run after it and see.
Wait, I've got my scooter.
Oh, can you grab?
Oh, you've got him.
You've got him, well done. Oh, well, but there's still no one driving the train, Thomas.
Could you manage?
Look, I'll drive.
Okay, I'll drive.
I mean, Mummy.
Oh, Mummy, can you drive? Can you drive? But no, look, he's driving now. Clown was driving for a minute.
Yeah.
Is that jail? That clown is misbehaving, isn't he?
That's the track.
That's the track.
The track, Mum.
Your mummy using the track as a steering wheel. It's a good steering wheel, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know what's happening now?
Your tap out on my desk yesterday. Train express train.
There's some more passengers in the corner there that would like to get on. In the corner there, on the floor, Thomas.
You know, like this. Heard he would be here that I found. Oh, Mousy Wicey.
You found a mouse?
Oh, no. Oh, Thomas, I'm scared of mice.
I won't put Lockie in jail.
Oh, he's sweet, isn't he? That was nice of you. Look, he's gone on the handcuffs. Who's that?
It's the Purdy. It's Purdy, Murdy, Bird.
It looks like a dog.
Does anybody like to get on the train?
Oh yeah, the dog said. Oh, the dog says that he's hurt his leg and he'd like to go to the vet. Do you think does the train go to the vet?
I just pretend this was the vet.
You know,
I could be that
stretcher.
What's wrong with him? Let me just listen. Stretcher. Oh, he said that he was playing with some super glue and he stuck his paws together.
And I could be a cat as well. And I could go to the vet.
Oh, you are a cat as well, aren't you? And it's good because we've got some fish at the vet as well. So come on, all cats and dogs aboard.
Look.
Oh, the rabbit wants to get to the supermarket to buy some carrots. Can it come as well?
Stop.
Oh. Right. Can the rabbit come?
All aboard. Yeah. All aboard.
Hold on.
Right. Diddly-dum.
This one's escaping jail, though. Hey! The naughty clowns in your train!
Well spotted, Thomas. Stay there.
Stay. Meow!
Oh, have you got to the cat hospital?
Yeah, and you can say, oh dear, he's got a poorly leg as well.
Oh dear, he's got a poorly leg as well. Let me have a look. Ooh, oh, he's got a brace. Mr. Cat, how have you done that?
I stick some super glue on my leg.
Have you? And then what happened to your legs? Did it become one leg?
Yeah.
And that meant you could only hop?
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll see what I can do. It's a wonder mummy hasn't got bruises on the leg. Tell Janine what Daddy bought mummy the other day.
Scooter.
A scooter. Really? You've got a scooter?
I like scooter. This is your Easter present. You gave me an Easter egg and a scooter.
Does your mum go on the scooter?
Yes, but so far Daddy's been on it every day with Thomas. Thomas rides his bike and Daddy goes along on a scooter.
Meow.
Does Purdy go on the scooter as well?
Huh?
Does Purdy go on the scooter?
Yeah.
Oh, come here, come on.
Yeah.
Come on. Oh, lovely little cat. Are your legs better now?
Yeah.
Do you know any songs about cats? Don't know any songs about cats.
Do you? Pussycat, where have you been?
Yeah.
I've been to London to visit the Queen.
Stop that, Mum. This cat's trying to get comfortable.
Is it?
I'm just sleep.
Have you been to London?
Mr. Cat? Mr. Purdy? Have you been to London before?
I played sleeping there.
Yes. Oh well, shall we play with something else?
I know, look what I've seen in here. I wonder if the cat would like one of these. You could choose one.
Oh.
Some of them have got stickers in.
Yeah.
Oh. Hello, Mr. Cat. Have you come to the cat book shop?
Yeah.
Okay. You have to ring the doorbell and come in.
Meow. Meow.
Oh, hello.
Meow.
Would you like a book, Mr. Cat?
Meow.
No.
I was a sleeping book.
Okay, this is my shop.
Don't worry.
I buy some books. These are the books that I sell.
Ring your doorbell, Mum.
I'll try. Where's the doorbell? Oh, here it is.
Hello. Sorry, this shop's just for cats, not for ladies.
Oh.
Do you know of any cats that you could bring to have a look?
Oh, yes, I do. Yes, just a minute. Good. You bring them fine. Yeah. Here, puss.
Meow.
Come on, puss, let's go to the bookshop.
Hello.
Bookshop as well. Look at these lovely books. Would you like one? I think this is supposed to be Pat's book.
I want here.
Do you know what this is?
Incy Wincy Spider.
Incy Wincy Spider, colouring book. Who's that?
Spot the dog.
Spot the dog.
I'm going to sleep.
Meow. Look at these stickers. Would you like them?
Meow.
Meow, no. But then there's your, there's a picture of your mum on there.
Oh, that's my cat.
That's not you. No, this is a mum cat.
Yeah.
Do you know what that one, Tom, is?
They're for Thomas, really. Do you want to come and help him?
Oh, look, more fish.
You have a lovely colouring book, Thomas.
I don't want anything.
He doesn't want anything. I think this one's nice. A sticker book. Because then you, what you have to do is put some stickers on there.
Yeah.
You choose one. Oh, no, we can't just have it.
Of course, it's a little
dish for the kids to come in. Take one if you like.
Let's have a read of one of these, Thomas.
No, I don't want to.
But Thomas is a present.
There's lots of pussy cats in this one. Look, this is suitable for a cat. Who's that? Jess is playing with butterflies. How many butterflies can you see?
No.
How come you've gone in a bad mood, Thomas? Is it because I was giving you a present? Mm. Oh, sweetheart. I thought you'd like a present.
I love the wrapping paper.
Oops. Do you want me to go and wrap it up? Then will you like it?
Yeah.
You be...
Look at this. Who's that? Half a cat?
Yeah.
Half a Jess?
Sure.
Do you want to have a go at making the other half of him? Do you want me to get your pen?
There's a lot of things about Jess in here.
Do cats like mine?
Look, Thomas, Postman Pat and his friends have each lost their hat.
Oh,
which hat belongs to him?
That could be our next accident, couldn't it? We could have the...
Oh, that's a nice looking mouse.
It is nice, isn't it?
It's lovely.
He nearly got run over by the train. But then he was saved by Thomas the fireman. Here he comes. See if you can save him from there. Quick!
Not yet.
Oh, isn't he sweet? Oh, oh. You're going to try and save him from the train again?
Yeah.
Right. He's very quick, he's going to run very quickly, but the train is going to try and stop him.
And I think we ought to see if the mouse will hop into the back of the line.
Mommy.
Sorry.
Yes.
Oh, what if I put the lorry like this? Do you think you can throw it and get it in? Oh, clever boy.
Lock him up.
Lock him up.
In my secret hiding place.
Is that, I thought that was jailer.
Yeah. What did you say? Here, pussy pussy.
Here, pussy pussy. Here, pussy pussy.
Yeah.
Ooh. Here, pussy pussy.
Aww. Yeah.
Are you okay?
Yeah.
Is there anything you want?
Yeah.
Are you thirsty?
Yeah.
Yeah. What are you thirsty for? Do you want to get some juice?
Orange juice.
Would you always get some orange juice?
Sauce with milk.
I'll get you some orange juice then. Are you...
Saucer of milk.
Good luck to do that. I'll have a look though.
No, I think orange juice will be fine.
No, it won't.
Okay, I'll see if I can find a saucer of milk.
I want to go with that.
No, you can't go there.
Why?
It's private.
It's not.
Thomas, look here. It says, here is a letter addressed to Postman Pat and his family. Pat, Sarah and Julian Clifton. Did you know he was called Clifton?
No.
Forge Cottage, Gardner Bridge at Greendown. And then it says, write your address on the envelope below so Postman Pat can deliver it to you. What's our address?
CBC Anchois.
No, not CBC Anchois. 41.
He's just this little pussycat, isn't he?
He just puts his address on one of these letters, actually. I'm just saying, this is addressed to Pat, Sarah and Julian Clifton. I didn't know Postman Pat was called Mr. Clifton, did
Oh, I didn't know that.
And I've just asked Thomas to put his address on there, and he did do.
Have you got this one at home, you mean?
No, I've just asked him.
Let me see if I can find a pen for you to do it.
I didn't say Billy called them ice.
Oh, clever, clever cat. There's a pen.
No, I want it.
You don't want it? Mm-hmm. I thought you were going to write the address first so that you could get that book sent to you.
Mm. Is that Mount Nice, Thomas?
And a cat.
Oh, be careful.
So he's dropped it on now.
Right, pop the beacon, nice and thank you. Let's see down the train track now.
Thomas, look if the train breaks again, we've got this.
Yeah, will you please pick the beacon?
Let's, oh, I can see one of the carriages has come off at the end. There's only a slide in there, I don't know what that's for.
Oh, that's nice, it's like yours. Gosh, it's just the same as Thomas's.
Do you know what it is? It's a mouse slide.
Honestly, it's exactly the same as yours.
Is it? What, in the garden?
I mean, it's
exactly the same. Yours has a red slide and blue stars.
Have you seen a mouse slide before?
No, but I need some more tools, not just a hammer.
Right. Maybe we can make this into a tool. What could this be? Let's have a think. Let's pop this
in. Look what I found in my book, yeah, man.
Why are you carrying a mouse about in your pocket?
That lady did.
That lady? Yeah. Mummy mouse. What are the sorts of tools are they, let's think? This could be a spanner.
This is very nice and slimy.
You like that, don't you?
Yes.
Oh, hello, have you come to fix the last carriage of the train?
Yeah.
Okay,
go ahead down with the train track because we've not played with that for a long time.
Oh, yeah.
What could do? We've not got very long left, you know, haven't we? Probably only got about 15 minutes. We've done quite a lot. So, see what you want to play with. You ever think about it
once I'm in the train track? Thomas, would you like to go on the train track?
No, I want to go on
the No, you can't go with Apple. No. Tom, you cannot go with Apple. Come here.
Do you think of something to... We've got 20 minutes.
No, Dad, yes, for you.
We've got 20 minutes, so we're going to fix this first.
You do that, and I'll start building the train track.
Come here.
Did you bring the signs?
I want some more pieces of paper.
You can?
Put them into little pieces.
Oh yes, I made some little envelopes and that's a long time ago.
Did you?
I think we've probably gone now.
Do you want me to go and find them?
Yeah.
Will you wait here or go and find them?
I will.
Do you think if I go and find them that you can have the chutney before I come
Excuse
back?
Excuse me, Mummy, I'm going to have the mince. When I get I'll get my hand again.
It's coming really hard. That bit somehow doesn't seem to want to go, does it? There we are. What was that?
That was my finger. I'm going to be working at the post office and putting some letters up.
I could be postman Pat and it's lonely.
You could be, couldn't you?
Can you look after my hammer? I don't need it anymore.
There's only one letter this morning and it's two there. Do you see the stamp and put a picture of a cat on it?
Yeah.
And that letter's to cat. And hang on, there's a few more letters coming in.
Yeah.
Do you know what this one says?
What?
Oh! This one says to
J-O-Y-K.
That's the G.
G? That's your letter.
No, J. And then there's a big letter. In fact, this is a parcel. I don't know who this is for, though.
Thomas.
It's for Thomas.
Is it? Oh, is that one for me, though? Never mind. I'm not getting any letters.
Why did the postman didn't give
me? Oh no, hang on, there's a huge one coming now. This one must be for me, because everyone else has got a letter. Oh, it must be for me. I'll wait and see if it gets delivered to me.
Me again.
Yes. Oh, you've got two letters and I've got none. It's not fair. It really isn't fair. Oh, look at this huge one now. That's going to be for me, isn't it? I know this is for me.
I know.
I know.
Me!
That's ridiculous. Oh, there's a huge one. Now, this one's definitely going to be for me.
Why?
Let me look. Oh, it's because someone's so... Oh, okay.
careful.
Someone stolen the bottom of the post box. We have got burglars. Someone's stolen the train, someone's stolen the bottom of... Unless it's just a very good post box. That you just post the letter, and...
I don't think there was ever a bottom to the post box.
And listen.
I think this one's for me.
Will you look first? I'm going to close my eyes because I'm so hoping it is. Will you look and tell me if it's for me?
For me.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Here's another one. I'm going to show you and you're going to tell me if it's for me or not.
Oh, you've forgotten. For me.
Are you sure? Let me see. That's an apple. This one's for me. Ah, I've got the big one. The big one's for me.
Look, that is.
Oh, well, I must just have the small one. What does that say? Ask your mum. What does that say?
What does that say?
Meow.
It says cat.
Meow. I'm a cat.
So I think I'm pretending to be a cat so I can get a letter.
I'm a cat again. Yeah,
thank you.
Will we open the letter together and see what's inside?
Yeah.
Oh, it's a ticket to the train track. Lucky us,
eh? It says, train track can't deal with one person.
Is that what it says? How many people do you need to build a train track?
Three.
So we've got one. Who else can help build?
Two.
Three. Brilliant. Come on then, let's do it.
I'm going to lift where it says J-O-I-K-O-J.
Does that say
train? Well, that's not a way to build a train track.
Oh, there's the platform. And there's, I think it slots in there. That's it. Now, let me just some little, where is it there belong to? It's hard to see. I think on the shop somewhere, but I don't know. Oh, behind the flower tube, so that's the other way. The other way around, so we can read the words across the street. That's this, and the other one as well. Well, I haven't because it's supposed to look. We've got to dead end here. I don't have to.
Well, let's go this way.
Did it used to be to do it? Yeah.
Oh, I can.
I've never done it to tell you the truth.
Seriously? Yeah. Yes.
I think there's some pieces maybe missing. Right, there's some people. This person works in the ticket office. Are you going to make them come and buy a ticket? Excuse me, you haven't bought your tickets yet. Where are you going? Excuse me.
Go to London.
Okay, that's £10.50 please to London.
Single.
Is it a return? Is it a return?
No.
A single?
Single.
Okay.
Single.
Are you old age pensioners?
Yeah.
Or children?
Children.
Okay. Oh, the train's here. Hop on. Are you going to put them in?
Sure.
But so can't you?
I promise you.
Nina, Nina. There's a runaway track coming down the track. Quickly, train.
Oh. It's here. I know that thing. It's a pink thing.
No, it's not. With you.
Oh, there's bees on the line. Bees on the line.
Yes, Thomas decided we need to take back on the bus.
Stop, passed over.
What's it? Do you know that when this train's got to stop if it's like that, and then it goes when it goes like that? Okay, so does it stop or go?
Stop!
Because there's another train passing here.
It's just a cabbage.
Stop! Okay, you can go now. This way to London. Just in time. Are you taking them on holiday to the tree?
Oh no, I can't go to the track!
Uh-oh. It's the end of the track for you, Mr. Driver.
Look at the bird. Open the bonus!
Please. Are you doing this?
Okay. Look, the door is open.
Clever boy. Oh, is this time for them to get off? This is their home, isn't it? We're going to go home and have fish and chips for tea. Mm.
Try fact, there's some Bob the Builder work going on here, Thomas, because there are cones and tapes and barriers and all sorts of things. Look.
Okay.
Watch your face. Have a look.
Yeah.
Can you see?
Yeah.
Who's been digging?
Scoop.
Scoop.
I think better tidy the track away.
You know what?
I bet I can come and give him a little kiss on his cheek and he'll wake up.
Hello.
Oh, he sounds very alike to me.
Do you think he's quite alive?
I think he's a cheeky monkey, that's what he is. We've only got 3 minutes left, so we've got to put this away.
Right. Let's put the track away.
Oh, are you going to say goodbye to the track till next month?
Goodbye to my paper.
Well, got funny names for everything, haven't you? Is this Thomas Tomatohead?
We better say yes. This is as well, Thomas. Thomas Tomatohead. Thomas Tomatohead. Is that what we had? Two trains and a mobile phone. Is that what you brought?
Yep.
Oh, it's and that big truck thing as well.
Lots of mini discs.
I'll
try and put them in the box. It's a very big load in here. You could have it.
Right, Thomas Tomatohead. You're 4 hours time. Why am I
smart?
Have you got a red
tail? Yeah. Have
you got a red
tail? Oh,
this little mouse go? Shall we put the mouse over here with the clown?
No, he won't.
Are you trying to stand on me like I'm a chain platform?
Yeah.
With your shoes, sticks are blown out, so you can't.
I can't. Yes.
I don't know where Thomas is going. Oh well. It's nice to see him anyway.
Oh, there he is! Right, we'll start pushing these to the chairs around the table.
Doesn't it look?
It looks just like when we first came in now, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Done a good job. Did you take a book, do
you? No, I didn't, but...
Take that one.
Are you sure?
Yeah, of course.
That's lovely. Thank you very much. What did you say, Thomas?
I'm not here. I'm going to bed.
Go on, just give me a go and switch that off.
You've gone to bed?
Ding-a-ling-a-ling.